I made two predictions last time we were together. I went 1-for-2, but I wish things went the other way. Let's start off with the Georgia runoff elections for the U.S. Senate. The results were a 50-50 Senate, with ties being decided by Kamala Harris as Senate President when she becomes Vice President on January 20th. Why did these results happen? Well, turnout was one reason. More Democrats, fewer Republicans showed up this past Tuesday. Poor choice by Republican candidates Perdue and Loeffler. They bet on Trump. In fact, they went all in and they lost. Kelly Loeffler on her own was such a poor candidate. She lost to Raphael Warnock, a candidate who came in with more baggage than you would find in the belly of a 767 airliner. Now think about this. As a Republican, if you can't mop the floor with a pastor who encourages abortions, then you need to never, never enter a political race ever again. You can add to that how Loeffler proudly boasted how an incoming Georgia House member who's a vocal QAnon follower was one of her best friends. And that wasn't a point of pride in the ears of many voters. The reason for that love connection might have been sparked by Trump's love for that same QAnon follower now in Congress. Coincidentally, Loeffler became a part of a cult as well, the cult of Trump. Well, those are significant reasons. The prime reason for the U.S. Senate flipping to Democrat and the state of Georgia going to, well, at least purple, is one, Donald J. Trump. As they're spending weeks vomiting lies about the election process in Georgia wasn't enough, Trump decided to try some election tampering, as we all heard on that one-hour phone call. By the way, for all of you screaming that it was illegal to record that call, well, guess again. Georgia law says as long as one party knows the call is being recorded, everything is legal. But with all that Trump falsely hammered the Georgia election process with, why would you expect Republicans to come out and be a part of it? And to that, the cesspool that is Parler, which presents itself as a bastion of free speech versus Facebook, so that allows any conspiracy theory, QAnon poison, anti-Semitism, racism, other poison to flourish. Parler featured a heavy hashtag campaign calling on Republicans to boycott this past Tuesday's election. And of course, if you ask some Republicans, they'll blame the loss by Loeffler and Perdue on coronavirus and, wait for it, election fraud. Before the election, the GOP was saying that the future of America rested on who won. After the election, now they're saying, well, it wasn't that big of a deal. Which in fact is kind of accurate. If history is any guide, and you only have to look back to 2001, there's actually cooperation that could come out of all this in the Senate. 2001 was the last time we had a 50-50 Senate, in that case with a Republican vice president as the tiebreaker. The committee seats were split evenly, and a Republican chaired the committees. Will we see that in the here and now? It would be nice. Could actually make the Senate productive. There's a concept. And when you look at both sides of the aisle, there are 7, 8, maybe 1 or 2 more senators, which could keep any red carpet for far-left policies rolled up and left in the closet, because they're willing to listen to substance and content versus blind political party loyalty.